Hi, I'm Mandy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mandy.
My sobriety date is August 14th, 2022. I have a sponsor. She's amazing. My home group is here, High Desert Big Book Group. Ever since I was very small, I can remember as always feeling like I was not good enough. You name it, it wasn't good enough. Not smart enough, not pretty enough, not loud enough, definitely quiet enough. I just wasn't enough. I had a really hard time with that growing up. My dad wasn't around, and then here and there he would come in and out and be like, oh, I'm gonna be in your life. And when he didn't continue, I blamed myself and assumed it was because I wasn't a good enough daughter. I had a hard time fitting in. I was raised by my mom. She was very white. I'm clearly not. So I didn't fit in with anybody. I didn't fit in with black kids because I wasn't black enough. I'm not white, so I didn't fit in with white. I'm also Mexican, but I don't speak Spanish, and so that was difficult as well. Eventually, I found my group of misfits. Eventually, in high school, I discovered alcohol, and it was amazing. I believe my first drink was when I was 17. I remember on my lunch break, I guess, we were able to go home because we were seniors. So we went home and poured rum into a Coke and thought that was okay for my first time drinking. And I remember I was able to be loud. All of a sudden, I was pretty and I was, you know, funny and all of these things that I never was before. And it was exciting. And then that continued. I ended up getting fired from my first job because I was drunk on the job and passed out in the back. And I thought, the audacity of this girl to tell on me for passing out while she's working. anyways. But I didn't have a problem. My drinking continued. It was my answer for everything. But I didn't see that I had a problem. I eventually was in a relationship and got married and had children with this person. It was very toxic, it was violent. But to me, my justification for my drinking was I already know when he gets home from work, he's gonna be wasted and I already know what to expect. So let me numb myself now. So I did that for years and that was my excuse for why it's okay for me to be drinking. Eventually I did leave that relationship and it was easy for me to quit drinking for like a week. And then I slowly was like, hey, well, just wine is fine. Basically how they describe it in the big book, you know, just trying to control my drinking with different methods. Trying different things. I was not going to drink hard liquor because I already know that will get out of control. And then I did drink hard alcohol. And I remember I took my son to the movies. For the first movie of the day, I was like, let's go see Star Wars. And I filled up a water bottle with vodka and thought that was a good idea. I drank the whole thing during the movie. And then later on, when I came home, at this time I was living at my mom's again, and she had to pull me aside and was like, man, you're driving with your son in the car, and you're clearly wasted. What's going on? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I didn't. And I thought it was fine. And then she asked me if maybe I needed to find a meeting or get some help. And I was like, Mom, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not on the streets, you know, because that's what an alcoholic is in my mind at the time. I just couldn't see it. And without that justification anymore, I finally, slowly, eventually realized that I do have a problem because that situation is not my life anymore, so why am I still drinking? It continued. Everything in my life revolved around alcohol. My kids would have a birthday party to go to, and I'd be like, are you sure you want to go? Because that means that I can't drink yet, because I have to be able to drive here. Either that, or God forbid, it's one of those parties where you have to go and be there with your kid the whole time. Can't I just drop you off? Like, come on. I don't want to socialize with these parents, and I don't want to do it sober. Definitely not. So it was very hard, and I would try to like talk my kids out of doing things that they wanted to do because I just wanted to drink. That's all I wanted to do. I couldn't see a life without it. I had many great ideas. I was gonna do all these things, and I didn't because I couldn't get out of bed. But I also told myself that because I'm not drinking at work, I'm able to control it, and I don't have a problem, because I would go to work just fine every single morning and stay there and not drink. And if I went, there's the time I went to lunch with my friend and she was ordered a drink and I was like, oh no, I'm good. I'm not gonna drink. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, I can control it. I don't need a drink. But as soon as I got off, I was hitting a liquor store. And I was one of those people who gets embarrassed, so I can't go to the same one each day because they're gonna know. But I also am controlling it, so I'm not going to get a big amount. I'm going to get a small amount. And then I'm going to end up spending a lot of money on getting more delivered because I'm not going to drive drunk. Anyways, eventually I realized I do have a problem, and I admitted it to myself and to my mom, who was asking again. And I came here. High Desert was my first meeting, the Monday night big book study. And everybody was so nice and welcoming, and they were not what I thought they were going to be when I walked into an AA meeting. I was thinking it was going to be a bunch of, like, I don't know what I was expecting, honestly. Not put together people who were happy, that's for sure. And you know what, when we were reading the book, I saw myself in those pages, I really did, and I was like, okay, well, these people look happy, so maybe there's something to this. And I've heard of AA, but I didn't know what it was. I've seen it on TV, it wasn't the same. I am working on my steps, and I'm learning so much about myself as a real person, and who I am outside of relationships, outside of just being a mom, learning things that learning new lights, trying new things that I never would have before. And I'm really enjoying life. I have a whole new respect for life now. And yeah, so if you're new, definitely you are in the right place. Keep coming back. Get a sponsor, find your higher power, start the steps. It's worth it. Thank you.